Welcome to the Never Not Thinking podcast, where I'll be sharing all my thoughts, stories, and struggles with you as a 23-year-old that can't stop overthinking. If you're new here, my name's Kimberly, and it's so nice to have you here listening to the podcast. I'm back from a little summer break. It was very sudden and unannounced, my apologies. It kind of happened very naturally because I felt like I needed a little break from creating in general, so I haven't really uploaded any TikToks as well. I don't know, there's just something about me that said we need a little break. I felt like I needed to recharge. I felt like maybe I was a little bit creatively burned out, and other than just quitting for a while, I didn't really know what to do about it. So if you have any tips, please let me know. For me, it was just quitting altogether for a little bit, and again, it wasn't announced, and that was kind of stupid of me. I figured that I didn't have enough listeners yet to make it a whole thing. But then after like 2 or 3 weeks, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have left everyone in the dark that is listening. So next time I will take a break. I will definitely announce it to you guys. But I feel really recharged again. I feel energized. I feel ready to make new episodes. And I figured I would fill you in on everything that happened over the past few weeks, because quite a lot of cool things actually happened to me. And yeah, I wanted to fill you in. So the first few weeks that I quit the podcast, I obviously went to Zakynthos in Greece. Actually, I don't know if I made a new episode after that. Oh yeah, I did. So I did that, and then I still felt like I need some time off. So the first few weeks that I quit the podcast, I really didn't do much besides work and, I don't know, just living my life, enjoying the summer. The weather has been questionable here in the Netherlands. It's been, I don't know, there have been some rainy days and some weird weeks, but now the past few days have been very sunny and very pleasant. So the summer has been quite confusing, actually. So the summer has not been summering so much, but I still really enjoyed it. Something I did over the summer was buy some new furniture for the house and kind of rearrange some parts of the house, which was really, really nice. We bought we finally bought a very big wardrobe for our clothes. We didn't really have one yet, and that's because in our last apartment we had like a built-in closet, which obviously we couldn't take with us. So we finally, like, we had this whole search for a good closet, a good wardrobe that was big enough, I don't know, just fit the space and fit the aesthetic of the apartment. And let me tell you, wardrobe shopping is really, really, really hard. First of all, wardrobes are really expensive, like crazy expensive. And second of all, I don't know why, but most of them only have like a place to hang your clothes and not a lot of shelves, which, to be honest, I need shelves because I'm not really a hanging my clothes kind of girl. I don't know, I just love to fold my clothes and have it all look very tidy. So I needed a closet that had both, because obviously I do have some blazers and jackets and dresses that I want to hang. And we finally found one at IKEA. At first, I was kind of hesitant to buy a closet at IKEA because it was quite a lot of money. And I was like, I don't want to spend this much money at IKEA. But I do have to say, their closets are, their wardrobes, I don't know which word to use. They're really, really nice. They have a lot of space and you get to customize it yourself. And the nice thing is that they had, like, they introduced a new color over the summer, I think. And it's this grayish beige color, which I really, really dig, because I would have just chosen the white one, but I feel like the white, like all the white furniture from IKEA just screams IKEA, you know what I mean? I just feel like this color looks a lot more sophisticated and just, it just fits the space better. And now we have a closet, which is really, really nice because I don't have to throw my clothes on the floor anymore. We also bought a new armchair for the living room, and it looks so nice. It's this linen chair with wood, and it just fits the space perfectly, because we used to have a plant there just to kind of fill the space up, because we have this little corner in our living room that's kind of like this weird space where you don't really know what to do with it. And So now we placed the chair there and it looks so good. So I'm super happy with that. It also is a really, really good place to read books, which I do now. Over the summer, I tried to read some books again. And let's just say I'm succeeding. I have read half a book, which, okay, listen. For me, reading half a book is amazing because I haven't read a book in ages. Literal years, I haven't fucking read a book. I purchased many books, but I have never come this far with actually reading one. And I'm so proud of myself. For the people that are just tuning in now and don't really know me, I have ADHD. That makes it that I struggle a lot with focusing on a book. This may not be the case for everyone with ADHD, but for me, it's really, really hard, especially if there's like noises around me, or I mean, heck, even if there's like a bird flying like outside my window, I get distracted. So I'm really proud of myself for finishing half a book. And if I finish the whole book, I'm gonna be super proud of myself. I'm gonna treat myself with a new book, even though I have like 3 books lined up. But that's a whole different story. Okay, so here's something interesting that happened. At the beginning of August, my boyfriend, Dylan, told me that he had a surprise plan for me. He didn't say when, he didn't say what it was, he just said, in August, I have a surprise for you. And it may be a trip. And I was like, oh my god, where are we going? Literally, where are we going? I need to know. But he wouldn't tell me. And I just had to wait it out. I didn't know when it was gonna happen. He told me he was gonna tell me on the day off, which is freaking terrible for me because I don't have any time to mentally prepare myself or to pack my stuff or wash some clothes or something. So I was completely freaked out. Like the whole month, I just kept asking him, like, oh my god, where are we going? Give me a hint. And everybody knew about it as well. Like my parents knew, his parents knew, some of my friends knew, not knowing when or where we were going. That was driving me crazy. I wouldn't say I'm a control freak, but I like to be able to prepare for something, especially when it's a trip. So that was kind of a struggle for me. So, you know, the month went by and I think it was half August that I was really wondering, like, when is this gonna happen? Like, I need to know. So on the 17th of August, which was on a Saturday, all of a sudden my boyfriend goes, hey, you know this surprise I've been talking about? We're going to Switzerland, like tonight, by car. And I was stunned. I had never ever been in Switzerland before. So I didn't really know what to expect. Like, obviously, he gave me a lot of hints during the month. And all of them kind of pointed towards, like, a more, like, sunny destination. So I was thinking, like, maybe Spain or Portugal, because we had been talking about that. And then on Saturday, he said, we're going to Switzerland. So I was, like, super confused. I was like, this is so not what I expected. But also, I was kind of excited. Until he told me that it was a 9-hour drive, which made me a little less excited. Dylan loves the idea of a road trip, and I've always kind of rebelled against that. I just don't feel like I'll love the fact that I'm in the car for that many hours. I don't know. I wasn't looking forward to the drive, but we did it anyways. Fortunately, he borrowed his parents' car, which is a Tesla, and it's such a nice car. We have been lucky enough to have borrowed it a couple of times. Since they got it like last year. So yeah, that's the car that we used. It's an electric car, so you have to charge it. We obviously had to take breaks to rest. And eventually the whole drive took us about 18 hours. Which is double the amount of time. But it was really fun. I think it's because we left in the evening after a whole day of like working, and my brother and his girlfriend came over and had dinner with us. So yeah, obviously we were both pretty exhausted. We still had to pack, and then we left at around 12:30 a.m. So midnight, and we drove the whole night. We decided to drive during the night because obviously it's a lot less busy on the streets. It was quite the drive, but I actually had a lot of fun. We had to recharge the car, I think, 3 or 4 times, because you don't charge it all the way. Like, Tesla plans out where you're gonna charge. All the chargers, like the superchargers from Tesla, were located near hotels, which was really nice because we could have toilet breaks and actually chill inside the hotels while charging. Just the fact that I didn't have to pee in the bushes was a really, really great surprise. We finally arrived at our hotel in Switzerland. We went to a little place called Grindelwald, and it's this very touristy place near Zurich where you can do hikes, which was the whole purpose of this trip. Because Dylan has been talking about doing hikes with me for so long. We obviously had the hike in Zeckenthal, which I talked about, and that was actually my first real hiking experience, and I love that so much. So going on a trip just to do hikes was a lot of fun. I actually didn't really expect to do that ever in my life, because I didn't used to be like the adventurous type when going on vacation. I know that sounds stupid, but obviously I would do like touristy things, and for example, I don't know, when on vacation I would go quad biking or, I don't know, jet skiing or something. But I have never just done like a vacation just to go hike. I obviously didn't have the gear to do this. I was kind of scared that I would need like proper walking shoes. But eventually I saw that like almost all tourists are just, well, not all tourists, but a lot of tourists are just walking on their just everyday shoes, and I was actually wearing pretty good sneakers, so I was good, like no problems there. So the first day that we were there, after like spending the night in the hotel and sleeping in a little bit, we decided not to go on a hike yet because we were still pretty tired from the day before. Obviously we had been driving the whole day, so we needed to save our energy and decided, okay, let's do the first hike tomorrow. So we just walked around a little bit, explored Grindelwald, and we went to Interlaken, which is also a little town a little bit further, like I would say like a 30-minute drive from Grindelwald. Let me just say, the views are stunning. Like anywhere you go in that region, the mountains are so pretty and they're so big. I can't even explain it. Like photos can't even explain it. Like you have to see it with your own eyes. So the first day that we went to Interlaken was also kind of a cloudy, rainy, cold day. So it was perfect to just, you know, walk around and explore a little bit. Go, I don't know, see some shops or something, which was kind of fun. There were a lot of touristy shops that sold like these pocket knives, which are very famous there. It was an okay day. We didn't really do much. And we decided to just go to sleep early that day. We did have a very nice dinner in Interlaken. It was at this hotel. It was called, I think it was just called Hay. But it was really, really good. So yeah, I went to bed early that day, and then the next day we finally started hiking, and it was so much fun. First of all, we woke up. The weather was great all of a sudden. Like the weather app on my phone said that it was going to be cloudy all week, but then we woke up and the sun was shining and it was super, super hot outside. So we were super, super happy with that. We went to do the hike on First, and First is like, I think like the most famous mountain there is in this region. And you could tell because there were a lot of tourists. So yeah, there was quite a line to go into the cable car because that's what we were going to do. So it was actually kind of funny because we were standing in line for about 10 minutes and it was going to take a while. And then Dylan actually figured out that you could buy them online, so we could skip the whole line and just go in immediately. Which I don't know why we didn't check that out earlier, but yeah, so be it. We went on the cable car. It was amazing. The views were stunning. And it's so cute because when you got out of the cable car, you could immediately hear like the little bells from the cows that they're wearing so that you always know where they are. So when we were like up on a mountain, we had to do a 3-hour hike to get to this lake. And then from the lake, we would walk back. I don't even know how to describe the views to you. It was like you were surrounded by mountains. The air was so freaking fresh. The sun was like burning on my shoulders. I also got really burnt this vacation. Oh my god, I don't even want to talk about it. If you want to check it out, actually, you can go to my personal TikTok, which is at Kimberly Mies with two S's at the end. And also be sure to follow the podcast account on TikTok, which is at the NNT podcast. I had a lot of fun, but it was really exhausting, especially if you don't have a lot of experience hiking. It was kind of hard. And I felt like such a baby because there were people literally like carrying their child on their backs. I saw people with dogs and I saw people with strollers. So I was like, am I just being crazy or like what is going on? But I felt so good when I finished the hike. And I figured we could just, you know, take the cable car down. But Dylan said, you know what, let's just do the hike down. And I was like, you know what, fine, I'll hike down with you. You know, he was having so much fun and we could save a lot of money as well, because let me tell you, Switzerland is so expensive. It is actually insane. I know people make a lot more money there as well, so it compensates. But as a tourist, everything is so expensive. Like the supermarkets, the restaurants, even the cable car, it was 70 euros to go up and down for one person. So 140 euros for two people, which was insane. So we were like, you know what? Fine, let's just hike down. My feet are sore anyway, so let's just do it. So I think we did half the hike down, and then we decided, okay, you know what, we're gonna go on the cable car because my feet, they can't do it anymore. And also my knee was hurting, which I need to get checked, but that's a different story. So we went on the cable car, and guess what, turns out you pay the same amount of money. Doesn't matter if you get up like half the way down. Doesn't matter, you're gonna still pay the same amount. So, you know, I felt all sorts of feelings. I felt all sorts of feelings. But yeah, we did it anyways, because we were just literally physically not able to walk down anymore. And yeah, after that we had dinner, and that was the end of the day, because obviously we were exhausted. It took all day, it was a very long hike. So that's what we did. I think we went to bed at 8 p.m., which is like so not like us. But yeah, that did change my whole daily routine, which I am very proud of, because now I kind of am becoming a morning person. I know, a morning person. I don't even understand what's happening. On day three, I want to say, we went to Zurich, but we didn't really go into the city center, unfortunately, because we didn't have enough time, because we were exhausted from the hike from the day before. So we slept in. And we ended up going to this mall. It was in Zurich, but it wasn't really, you know, we didn't walk the streets of Zurich, unfortunately. But that's for next time. It's fine. We'll go back someday. So we did a little bit of shopping. I went to Sephora, did some damage, emptied my bank account. We skipped dinner. We just got some bread and noodles, and I got some sushi from the grocery store, and that's what we had for dinner, which was fine. We had it in our hotel room, and we were exhausted anyway, so we went to bed. And then the next day, that was the best day, and I really want to talk about this and get into this, because I think the last day really changed my perspective on how to vacation. So the last day we did a hike that actually started at our hotel, which was really cool. There was like this trail that started at our hotel, went into the forest, and immediately you saw big trees with like a beautiful mountain in the background. It was so peaceful and quiet. We actually had our breakfast there. We had breakfast on this big stone, like this big rock, and I think that was the best breakfast I've ever had in my life. So yeah, it was really good. We got some chocolate croissants from a local bakery, and I got some granola with fruit from the supermarket, and some juice, and we just ate that right there on the rock with the view, and it was super, super cool and such an amazing experience. So after we had our breakfast, we started the hike, and it was such a beautiful hike. It was way more interesting than the first one. I feel like the first one was really touristy. Like I said, there were many, many people, many tourists. And on this hike, there were not a lot of people at all. I think we, in the first half of our hike, I think we crossed like 5 people or something. Over the span of like 5 kilometers. Wait, that's not right. I think about 3 kilometers. Anyways, not a lot of people. And it was such an interesting trail, because first you had to cross this bridge that had like a river underneath it, which was really cool. We had to go through tunnels. Halfway there was this restaurant where we had a stop, and we had some fries and cola. At the end there was also a glacier where you could, well, you had to pay to see it, but there was this glacier path that you could see, and there was like a bungee jump place, and it was really, really interesting. It was a lot different than the first hike, And I loved it so much. I had such a sense of freedom that I had never experienced before. The weird thing is that I didn't really feel exhausted at all at the end of the vacation. Actually, I felt more energized than when I came back from Greece, which was really weird and really unexpected for me. And that kind of made me realize that this is also the kind of vacation that I would want to do more often. So you could say that that was like an interesting experience for me, and I am missing it so much because now I'm in the Netherlands again and everything here is so flat. There's no mountains, there's no nothing. I miss the little cows. They were so cute. But yeah, I am very glad to be home because obviously I can have my own routine again, and well, not my own routine, my advanced routine, you know, where I get up in the morning instead of the afternoon. And yeah, I can just have my matcha again and just my own home, you know, your own routine. So that's also very nice. I'm glad to be home again, but that was such a cool experience, and I really recommend it to anyone who's never gone hiking before because it's really an experience and it really opens up, no, it really widens your perspective. Yeah, that was my summer. I'm really grateful that I have been giving the time and space to just recharge, and especially creatively, because I really felt like I was running out of ideas. And sometimes I feel like that's stupid, because I once heard someone say everything is content, but I don't know if I agree with that or not, because I feel like if you make everything content, then I don't know, it's not worth talking about anymore. I don't want to make episodes just to make episodes. I want to talk about things that actually matter to me, things that I've experienced, things that I feel are worth sharing with you. You know, I don't want to talk about a boring week where nothing happened, because nobody wants to listen to that. So yeah, let me know what you think about this, and also let me know how your summer was, because I'm very, very curious. I think we haven't spoken in a good few weeks, or well, I haven't spoken to you. I don't know if there's still an option on Spotify to like submit an answer to a question, because last episode I think I asked a question and I wanted to put it in Spotify, but then I think it didn't work. So let me see if it works. If it doesn't work, go to my Instagram at the NNT podcast. I will put the question there. And I would love to hear your answers, because I've missed you guys. I've missed doing the podcast. I've missed yapping on. Thank you so much for listening. Gosh, I am out of breath. I'm not used to this anymore. I thought I really improved my lung capacity with hiking, but I think not. I'm really out of breath. So I'm going to do some breath work. And I'll be right back next week with some new stories. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you then. Bye.